Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
Don't you feel like you guys have reverse roles? Like you do all the cleaning, cooking, and then she does like all the...
I mowed the yard yesterday.
BJ.
Yeah, that was to get out of the house. Yes. Yeah,
I did. I swear I did.
Jamie.
He's not kidding. My neighbor asked if he could mow my lawn because they have so many kids. He's like, I just went out of the house. Hey, I'm like, okay.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Well, here we go. Good morning. Welcome to the BJ Jamie Morning Show, live from the KALC studios in Denver, Colorado, Alice 105, and the Odyssey app. You can get us absolutely free, download it for your phone. I'm out of breath this morning. I've been running back and forth to the kitchen. And man, I got to get whipped myself into shape because this isn't good. I got to sit down. Wearing me out on a Thursday morning. I see it's going to get cold next week.
Yeah, really cold.
Woo. I got to blow out my sprinklers. I've been looking it up on YouTube. I think I'm going to do it myself.
You
this
are?
Year.
Yeah. You're going to get an air compressor
yeah,
and everything?
Yeah, I think so. I think so.
Wow. I think you can do it.
I think I can too.
Yeah.
I've got an air compressor.
Oh, it's okay. Then perfect.
Hard. Yeah. So I think I can hook it up and blow it out, man. So I'm going to give it a shot.
Yeah.
YouTube's right. Great, man, because you can do anything from YouTube.
You should do a video of that.
Well,
like a how-to.
So we can watch.
Let's be successful at it for year one first.
But if you screw up, that would be a good video for Facebook.
Okay, well, let's just see
then
how it goes.
Then people make fun of you.
Yeah. We'll see how it goes. All right. Somebody won the big Powerball last night.
No.
Yeah. One ticket. $478 million.
Oh, lucky.
Down in Georgia. And then there were two $1 million winners, but that wasn't Colorado either. Pennsylvania and Texas.
We've never had a big winner, right?
No.
I don't think so, like
this
a huge.
This headline that I'm reading says it's just Powerball player wins, snapping state's 8-year unlucky streak. Like we've never had a winner. So we have like, what, a 50-year unlucky streak?
I don't know. I don't know how long the Powerball's been going. I guess. I mean, I think we've had winners before. I don't know if it's the Powerball, but we've had $30-40 million winners, right? Uh-huh. But we've never had one of these gigantic $500 million, billion-dollar winners, nothing like that. But this person in Georgia, they've got all the numbers correct, including the Powerball. 2, 15, 27, 29, 39, Powerball is 20.
I would have picked none of those numbers.
Man. I would have picked the ball.
Why?
Huh?
Why?
Why not? Because it would have been a winner. That's why. Yeah. Because I want to be a millionaire. But I forgot to buy the tickets yesterday.
Oh.
Yeah. So it kind of slipped away. So somebody in Georgia, you know, congratulations. I didn't play, so you get all the money. That's the way it works. Man, I got skipped. By the way, where's Jamie?
I don't know.
It's Thursday. She's probably putting out her cans for the neighborhood.
Well, you can put your cans out.
Yeah. She's put out her cans and been here on time. Yeah,
you could still be on time if you put your cans out.
Unless you run into a bear.
Yeah, well, I guess. A bear every day.
I haven't heard from her, so yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. I haven't heard from her either. Don't know. When we come back, man, I got the bejesus scared out of me this morning. This was
really?
Great. Yeah. Wait till you hear the story. It's bizarre.
Like leaving your house or in the parking lot?
Leaving my house, Spadil. You nailed it. I mean, I literally was reaching for the old firearm.
That's scared.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. You'll hear why.
Well, that's a little intense. Right.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, literally. And this is at my house this morning at 4 a.m.
Oh, man.
4 a.m.
Yeah.
Dark.
Bad things happen before 5 a.m.
Black cat really cross the road. Witches flying overhead. Yeah. It was really, really scary. BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Quick break. We'll be right back. Hang on right after this.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9. BJ, Jamie Morning Show. The Odyssey app. It's free. Good morning, Jamie.
Well, hello.
How you doing?
Well, I had that thing happen. I know you guys have had it happen too, where your alarm goes off and then you turn it off and you're like, okay, I'll just sit here for five more minutes.
Yeah,
and it'll be fine. And then the next thing you know, you ask, hey, whoever, mine's Echo. Hey, Echo, what time is it? And then Echo says, it's 5:30. And you
later.
Just get up and you're like, oh my God.
The panic sets in.
Yeah.
Hey, can you do me a favor?
Sure.
Can you lift up the hat a little bit?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. But
the Botox.
It doesn't kick in for 6 days. I told you that. Yes.
It takes time.
Yeah. But I did get my cheeks done.
My bad.
I did get my cheeks done.
You did?
So, yeah, I had filler put in my cheeks.
Could it be 6 days for that, too?
No, it's in there.
Oh, it's already there?
Yeah, it's already in there. You can probably see the bruising.
Well, I see the bruising.
Yeah. So that they just build up your cheekbones a little bit.
They do look a little puffier.
That's what they're supposed to look like.
Okay, puffier. Yeah.
But I'll get into this later because I want to talk about this later in more drive time about how you girls all lie to your husbands. It's insane. It's insane.
Oh, are we going to interview my wife? Is that it?
No, I meant about Botox and fillers and stuff.
Oh
my God. Oh. Yeah, I got a whole thing. Anyway, we'll do that. We'll talk about that later.
I got a scary story for you.
I heard.
Yeah. Terrifying, actually.
Yeah.
And it caught me really off guard this morning. And I didn't know what to do. I mean, I was ready to reach for, you know, the old six shooter, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I walk out of my house and I always go in and out the garage. I don't go out the front door. And so I get to the garage, and right before, I'm about to open the garage, I kind of fiddle around a little bit, but I hear something. And I thought, well, I wonder if I got a rat or something in the garage, you know?
Right.
But nevertheless, I take my phone, I open the garage door. As soon as I'm standing there ready to go out. As soon as the garage door starts opening, I see a pair of shoes.
What?
On the outside of the garage.
No!
As the garage slowly.
No!
I swear. And
raccoons wear shoes?
As the garage door is going up, a man's legs.
No!
Yes.
Shut up.
Now, I don't know what's going to happen at this point.
And he's not moving?
No, just standing there. Nothing moves. It's like somebody planted some fake legs there or something, okay? I literally grab for my bag because
you have a concealed carry.
Yes, I have a concealed carry. I grab that, start unzipping it, and the garage keeps going up. It gets to the guy's waist, gets all the way up, and he goes, "Amigo." I'm just staring at him. He's standing. I mean, literally, like me and Carson right here. It's Amazon.
Oh.
At 4 a.m.
Well, I know that they deliver overnight, but why is he standing at your garage?
Yeah, that's crazy.
I have no idea. I guess he heard me inside rumbling around and realized somebody's, maybe he saw the light come on when I went into the garage because it automatically, you know, the garage door opened. But when that garage started up and I saw feet,
there's
no way. Freaked out.
That's kind of weird that he would just stand there.
He was just standing there, Jamie.
Yeah, that's
and he had
weird.
On one of those vests that you wear on the side of the road, the reflection vest.
Yeah.
And he wasn't driving an Amazon truck. He was a delivery artist independent.
Yep. Yeah.
So he's got a pickup truck that's running outside, which I couldn't hear that. I'm deaf. But I bet it scared the
crap out of you. We're lucky we're not hearing about a shooting in Littleton.
Well, especially like that time in the morning.
Yeah.
I don't want to scare anyone if I'm delivering a package. I just want to drop it off and get out of there.
I've never seen anyone delivering a package 4 a.m. I know they deliver late at night, overnight, whatever. But I've never seen anyone. But especially as the door comes up, you see feet. Then you start to see legs, and it's like,
slow motion.
And he wasn't moving. He wasn't spooked. He didn't, like, run away.
I'm surprised he didn't say, hi, I'm an Amazon delivery guy. I don't want to freak you out.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure that they do this all the time. They meet up with people all the time at the front door accidentally or garages, and that they would give you a warning. Like, just so you know, I'm the Amazon guy. I hear you in there, just so you know. You know?
Because if people get scared, you don't know what they're going to do.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know, but I got the car. I was literally shaking.
I bet.
Was like, oh, my God, that guy scared me. I didn't expect, you know, amigo.
So what'd you get?
I have no idea.
Oh.
I think it's a package that my father-in-law ordered some water filters.
Water filters?
This guy's out delivering water filters at 4 a.m.
Wait, he gets it delivered at your house?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, he's coming to my house
eventually. I know, but he thinks you need a water filter?
No. They're for a new sink area that he's ordered, and these filters fit that. So, yeah. He thinks
we're that far in the process?
I don't know, Jamie.
He's getting ready. He's like, yep, send everything over.
We haven't even put up drywall yet.
I have no idea what's going on. He just handed me the package, and I think that's what it was. I'm not sure. I was supposed to be on the lookout for the water filters all day yesterday.
Gotcha.
I couldn't even take a nap because I'm waiting on water filters. I'm like, dude.
Oh, my God.
Don't let them get away without dropping off my filters. And I said, okay, yeah, I got it. I cannot believe
this man's going to move into your basement. It's going to be a long life, buddy.
I love water filters. Yeah. Man, I got to tell you, though, that was, like, terrifying.
Yeah, I bet it was.
Yeah. I mean, I literally was reaching for the bag.
But you'd think, honestly, that they would be trained to, like, say something like, I'm Amazon, you know, something like that.
He never said a word. It got all the way up to his face. And I still didn't know who he was.
Yeah.
You know, he's standing there with like a construction vest on. And we've had these rumors around the neighborhood of break-ins.
Well, remember like the first time that I saw that was at Christmas time, around Christmas time.
Yeah.
And I was freaked out because the guy got out of the regular car with the vest on. And I'm like, oh, this is like, he is out to like kill me, you know? But no, and they just started doing that courier service about what, 2 years ago?
Yeah.
I can't stand it because you don't feel like they're official.
No,
it could be anybody.
Yeah, you don't know.
Yeah.
You have no idea.
Yeah, I need them to have one of those weird electric trucks that are hideous.
some markings.
Yeah, something.
Even like put it on the side of the car because Brie and I saw someone, it was two kids. And they looked sketchy driving around when and it was like 5 o'clock at night, whatever. And they stopped at my neighbor's house. And Bree was like, I think they just got out and took a package. And I was like, really? Because that would be easy.
Yeah. You put on a couple of vests.
Exactly.
And you walk up you don't know if you're taking it because you can't, you know, you're not really paying attention.
And one of them had a hood up. And so it was hot out. I was like, why is he wearing a sweatshirt? So that was sketchy.
A hoodie, yeah.
And then we get out and I go check the porch and I was like, no, they must have just dropped off a package. So it was probably.
But it'd be easy.
Yeah. Oh, really?
You know, my theory is wear an Amazon vest and drive your beater car and steal stuff. And the other one is have a white truck with a yellow light on top.
Yeah, you can go anywhere.
I don't think I'd want to be that person that's doing the delivery at 4 a.m. by yourself out there.
I know. I agree.
Into these neighborhoods and stuff. I don't know if I'd want to be that person.
Yeah, I agree.
That doesn't even seem safe for him.
Yeah, well, obviously it was because you froze.
I did. I know what I would do in that situation. Freeze. Oh! I was like Scooby-Doo in there.
That was a test.
I'm gonna die.
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
The good old internet. You gotta love the internet. So here is the story, and that is that Liam Payne's girlfriend, Kate Cassidy, she's getting a little pushback. Like, you know, people are, the trolls of the world are saying, you know, if you wouldn't have left him there, he'd still be alive. Of course, there's going to be those people, right? Because there always is.
That's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. Yeah. Her best friend is defending her, saying that she felt like she was in a hostage situation, basically. She was only supposed to be there in Argentina for 4 days. And so they'd already stayed a week. She was only supposed to be there 4 days. He said to her, she said to him, I'm going to go home. I want to sleep in my own bed for a couple days and I want to be with my dog. Right. I haven't seen my dog for a week. And he begged her to stay. And she said she was really kind of feeling like, I want to do something else. I got to get out of here or whatever. But he begged her. And so she called it to her friend a hostage situation. So she tells him she wants to leave. This is after a week. He begs her to stay. She keeps extending her trip a day, 2 days. And he just wants her to stay. And she says, I get what people are saying, that she should have stayed with her rich, famous boyfriend. But she just wanted to be home in her own bed with her dog. She wanted to come home. So eventually she says she's going home. And you know, that's,
you know, this girl's going through a lot as it is.
Right.
So back off.
No,
you know,
kidding.
You can't second guess some guy's going to jump out of a hotel patio or whatever.
Right. And it's not on her.
No.
It's not on her at all.
I mean, you can second guess all you want to, but she didn't know.
And she'd already stayed for, you know, a long time, way past when she was supposed to leave.
Yeah.
And she had her own life, too, back home. She had stuff to do, so I don't know. It's kind of crazy. Rob Lowe has told Kelly Ripa, he's on the Kelly Ripa podcast, that he had a fling with Demi Moore in the 80s during their time as Brat Pack. You know, the Brat Pack.
Yeah.
But what's weird is that she ended up getting engaged, I think, to Emilio Estevez.
Yeah.
And so that must have really been like made Rob mad, because Rob's like, dude, I'm way hotter than Emilio. Because Rob thought he was all that. Yeah. All right. So anyway, here's some audio. Number one.
You're going to have to play it from in there, Spadil. All I have is. I love that audio.
Oh, my God.
The claw.
Did you have a crush on her? Did you guys ever date? Did you all date each other? Was it like just a big romp?
There were, I mean, Demi and I briefly, I'm not telling tales out of school. We had a thing, and then Emilio and Demi, I think, were engaged. And then we all were at her wedding to Bruce. Biggest wedding I'd ever been to up until then. I'd never been to a wedding like that. You know, and that's, I think you look, anytime you put young 20-something men and women together, hookups are inevitable. And I don't think that has changed.
I don't think it matters if they're 20.
Yeah.
40, 50, 60.
People are going to hook up regardless.
Yeah, you got your 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90.
They stay at the nursing home, they're hooking up.
Exactly, exactly. Jelly Roll has lost 100 pounds so far. Whoa.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that is crazy, right? Yep. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. This is so funny. So a bunch of us were out last night. This is so sad. So if you don't know, I'm on semi-glutide, the shot or whatever. And this male friend of mine, he's like, I'm so proud of you. You look so great. You've lost so much weight. And I'm like, thanks. He's like, and you know, you've been working so hard at it. And I start laughing and my friends are like, what? I go, he just said I've been working so hard.
Like, you've been in the gym 2 days a week.
I know. He's like, you've been working so hard. And I look at them. I go, he thinks I've been working. I go to the refrigerator. I grab a shot. I put it in my stomach and I push the little syringe. And it is really, really hard.
I mean, you do have to walk to the fridge. So.
I do. Yeah. So that part is... He felt so ashamed. I didn't mean to like make him feel bad, but there's been no hard work at all. Yeah. Whereas Jelly Roll, though, he, I guess, is working out. How does that make me feel? Yeah, Jelly Roll has a nutrition coach. He also has a trainer. And so he's been eating right. He plays basketball. He's been boxing. I know that he's been boxing on tour with the guy who not leads the show. What do you call? Headliner. Not headliner. He's the headliner.
Yeah.
The guy who opens the show is ripped and shredded and looks amazing. And so they box together.
Oh,
that's cool.
And I think if you're his size, like a Lizzo, for example, that when you go on the semi-glutide, you got to work out or that extra skin.
Oh, yeah, that would be bad.
So you got to tone it up just a little bit, right?
So I don't even know if he's on semi-glutide. Has he said he is?
I'd heard he was.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'd heard he'd been taking the shot as well as working out. He's doing both.
All I know is I think the motivation would be is if you're with the guy he's boxing with, the guy that took off his shirt, or oh my God, he's like, I saw him on Kelly Clarkson show and she's like, so do you still work out? And there was a picture of him without his shirt on. And she's like, yeah, okay. So I guess you do. If you're boxing with that guy, that's motivation.
That's like your vision board.
Yeah, it is.
If you're Jelly Roll.
He literally is. And your name is Jelly Roll.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like he needs to go back to his real name, because Jelly Roll is not that motivating, you know, because all you think about every day, if somebody calls you that, you're like, Jelly Roll. Right? It's like, yeah. All right, I'm done. There you go. Tabloid trash.
All right, it's the BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Welcome to a Thursday. Going to be around 68 degrees.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast. Available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's been sunny today.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on a Thursday. You can get us on the Odyssey app. The podcast will be there later on today. There's a big old red flag warning today until 6 p.m. this evening. It's going to be dry and very windy.
Yeah, I got two of those overnight. I got one that there was a frost advisory. I love it when my phone just like speaks up at 2 a.m. I got the frost advisory, and then at 3 a.m. I got the red flag warning.
Yeah, the frost thing's not all that uncommon this time of year up at the tunnel.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
where
yeah,
you
it gets
live
a little chilly.
In that door there in the tunnel.
But the winds are going to be nuts today.
Down here, I didn't see any frost this morning, but yes, the winds, 50 miles per hour. They're saying no burning, no mowing. Don't be mowing your yard today. None of that. And firearms. Don't be shooting outdoors.
I think you would be shocked. Have you guys ever mowed at night?
Like on the cusp, like dusk.
I think you would be shocked how many sparks your mower shoots out from little things. Because I've mowed at night at the cabin, right? And like literally like, ping, ping. I'm like, oh my God. Up. Yeah.
Funny you say that because the last time I mowed, it wasn't at night, but I had left one of those metal stakes in the ground from where we put up the blow ups.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay. And they're only like, you know, about 5 inches long, but somehow it had worked its way out of the ground enough. Couldn't see it.
Yeah.
Hit it with the mower. Jamie, I thought I'd ran over like, I don't know, a tractor or something.
An electrical wire.
It was so loud and the sparks flew. That's all it takes.
Yep.
That's all it takes. A mistake like that could start a wildfire today.
Yeah. So and only smoke in your car, which is so nasty.
Oh, it's so gross.
Oh, my God.
I can't believe people actually do that.
Me either. It's so nasty. Like smoking in your car. Just, God.
Toss that cigarette.
Yeah. Boom. Yep. Bad.
We're on fire. 50 mile per hour winds today.
It's really so dry. I mean, it's so, because I was talking to the lady that does all my skin stuff, and she's like, you can't believe how many patients I'm seeing that, I mean, their skin is just like falling off. It's so dry. And that's, I feel like I need to like literally put a bath of like baby oil and baby lotion into my bathtub and just sit in it for a week. Yeah. And try to get some absorption, you know?
Skin's dry.
Yeah.
My boogers are dry.
Yep.
Everything's dry. All right, be careful today. It's windy right now.
It is.
When I came in, it was very windy out there, right?
Yeah.
All right, an update from the cruise ship is the Taylor Swift cruise. A lady jumped from the ship. They now confirm she jumped.
Again, there's no ties to Taylor Swift as far as she didn't endorse it. It's a promotion company that decided to put together with fans of Taylor Swift to put together a cruise.
Yeah.
And then she's 66, right?
I think so.
66-year-old woman jumped.
Here's the update.
I was coming out of the show, Mamma Mia. As I walked out of the theater, they were saying Oscar, Oscar, Oscar on the loudspeaker repeatedly. Not knowing what that was, I tried to go outside on the fifth deck, which the doors were closed. There was somebody guarding it, and everybody's yelling, somebody jumped. Went up to the top decks and just proceeded to see a search go on for, I stayed up there for a good 3 hours, just watching, praying, and wondering what was happening. The Utopia of the Seas, which is another sister ship, came over, and we were both doing rotating searches along with a plane and a helicopter that came around midnight, and they're making a flower formation around both ships with four different little search boats out in the water. And we were there for a good 3 hours doing that kind of searching formation. Even passengers were out until 2 o'clock in the morning, just searching anywhere in the water for any signs of anything.
You can't see anything at that time of night.
Yeah.
And this lady jumping in, I think I read it was 17 miles north of Nassau where she jumped. And that's some deep water, too. So, and I think they're calling off the search today.
Wow. So how did they realize that she jumped? Did somebody tell them?
I, I'm guessing they had it on camera.
Yeah.
And they saw it. Yeah. Somebody saw it from one of the camera rooms, and they made the announcement over the boat, because this girl, that's the, she was on board, and she says that they told her that she jumped. So I'm just assuming that. I don't know.
She fell the equivalent of like 14 floors.
Ugh. God.
Yeah. Pretty That's crazy awful. Story, yep. huh?
It is.
All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show. When we come back, Botox talk. Jamie says it's going to be killer, man. Botox talk.
It's going to be killer, for sure.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Oh, by the way, just quickly here, the Nuggets kick off the season tonight at Ball Arena.
Do the Avs play today?
Yeah, they play tonight in Utah.
Yeah, they're on the road.
Mm-hmm. Boy, I got a little insight into your life.
What do you mean?
So
let me explain my phone, first of all. Okay. If my wife calls the studio, I have to answer it on a speakerphone.
Yeah.
My ear part doesn't work. And I've not gone and, you know, go to T-Mobile and try to work it out, get me a new phone, whatever. I've not done anything. So I have to answer on the speakerphone.
So I we all have to hear it.
Yeah, everybody gets.
And he doesn't walk out of the studio to take a call. He just sits there. Brah, brah,
only
brah.
Had like a minute left in that too sweet song.
Well, anyway, here's what she doesn't care about your stories. That's
no,
why you tell
all.
It at all.
She was like, oh my God, no way, what did you do?
So BJ makes sure now I know, like when his back hurts or all that, and when he goes over the top about, this hurt, it's because your wife does not care.
And that's why I love you guys. That's why I love you, the audience, because you care. You care about my stories. You care that I almost got killed this morning in my driveway.
Because I always think to myself when I drive home, why does he go over the top about how sick he is all the time, and his back and everything hurts? I'm like, at some point, like, it's got to exhaust himself how much he does it.
Yeah, aches and pains is what I complain about. Yeah. I don't ever get sick, but I do get aches and pains.
A lot. And we hear about it a lot.
Yeah, nobody cares at home.
Yeah.
They've got their own.
Yeah.
You know, and it's really hard to overcome.
But now I've learned why you bring it here so much.
Yeah, and I love you guys.
Yeah.
Because you will listen and you'll pretend you care.
Yeah.
You, the audience, you text, you pretend you care.
Yeah, I'll Google stuff for you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I try to find out what your disease
even
is.
Jamie gave me medication yesterday just to ease the pain.
Exactly. Yeah, so... I was thinking about that prescription drug I gave you yesterday. I gave BJ some Zofran.
That's prescription?
Yeah.
Holy moly.
Yeah.
Why didn't you tell me that before I took it?
Well, what does it
matter? Something crazy.
Yeah, it's Zofran.
It's not a narcotic.
Yeah.
Yeah, but still, I mean,
it's just
for
your stomach.
Prescription to me is a whole different level than, you know, over the counter.
Well, that's why I was laughing. So the doctor gave my friend Zofran. My friend gave my neighbor the Zofran, and then my neighbor gave me some of that split of the Zofran, and then I gave you another split of that Zofran.
So it's just making the rounds.
I was like,
one
this,
prescription.
Yeah, this is how drugs work.
What are you, in a cartel neighborhood?
Yeah, because I didn't have a prescription for that, and obviously you didn't either, and neither did my neighbor.
And now your friend has to go back to her doctor and be like, I need more.
Yeah.
But I didn't know you needed one.
Yeah, yeah. So
that's even worse.
It went through five hands.
It didn't work, though.
Oh, it works great. Zofran is amazing.
All right, let's get to your Botox, okay?
Well, this is just funny. So like I said yesterday, after I got Botox and stuff, we all met out for lunch. By the way, there's nothing like meeting out for lunch when your face is swollen, you have bruises all over it, and like bumps, like a cartoon character from the injection sites, right? Yeah. So everybody's like, do you want to go to lunch? Here's me. You guys, I just had my face injected with like 80 freaking, you know, sticks.
Yeah.
But I'll put on some sunglasses, I'll put on a hat, and I'll meet you guys out. Anyway, so we all met, and then other people started joining us, people that we know that are also men and whatever. And so it was just really fun. But I cannot believe how many of you women lie or hide from your husbands that you get Botox or fillers. It's insane. I can't even believe
it. That's a thing?
It is a true thing.
Why would you hide it?
And because you don't want your husband to think that you get any procedures, number one. Number two,
like the Ozempic stuff.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. And number two, the cost, because it's very expensive.
The cost is crazy.
Yeah, cost is really expensive. But so we had one guy there, and he goes, oh my God, it was so funny. I'll call her Chrissy, even though, well, that's too close to somebody else. Betty, okay?
Betty.
And he goes, oh my gosh, it's so funny, because we were out with a couple of our friends, and... Betty's friend let it slip that Betty just had injections, And he said, I stopped. And I go, wait, you get Botox? And then all of a sudden, Betty's friend is trying to go, oh, no, I meant Samantha. Samantha got it, not Betty. And Betty's just staring at me, and I know she's guilty. And he's like, I don't know why this is a thing, why you don't tell me. Because Betty makes her own money, by the way. But he's like, what? Why? And she's like, it's just something personal you don't need to know about. And it's like,
you know, wow. I think I'd want to know.
Yeah.
If Lisa got it, I think I'd want to know.
She probably does get it.
Not that I would want to know because it'd be like, why are you doing that? Why are you spending the money? Nothing like that. It would just be like, I'd be curious.
She probably does get it. You don't know. Because then I surveyed the girls. So I have 7 girls there, right? 5 out of the 7, their husbands don't know.
That's crazy to me.
Isn't it crazy?
Bree's always been honest with me. Mm-hmm. Like, she's like, hey, I got a Botox appointment today or whatever. And I do feel like she fubs the cost
of
it a little bit.
Yeah, probably.
Because I'm like, hold on. You're getting.
Yeah, because I got, yesterday I got Botox and I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I got 8 little like sticks of filler right along my cheek line, and it was $1,600.
Isn't pretty young to get Botox?
No,
they start.
You get Botox in your 30s?
Oh, yeah, you start in your 20s.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Yeah, I started like
because
25.
They say the earlier you start, the less you'll need over time.
Yes.
That's their whole gimmick.
Their pitch.
But it's just interesting to me. Like, all you hubbies right now listening, your wife, if she can't move her forehead, you didn't even notice.
I have no idea. You're saying you think she might, but
yeah.
I've never heard.
Yeah, I bet she does.
I always hear about the hair appointment, but right. I don't hear about the
But hair, hair is not like something. I don't know what it is. It's, for some people, there is a shame about getting Botox and fillers. I don't know why.
Yeah.
And like you said, the Ozempic too.
I guess.
Yeah.
I because it wouldn't bother me at all if I were told.
It's like getting your butt bleached.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's some shame in that.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to tell anyone that.
I go get the butt bleach, I tell the world. Because I want them to look. Check this out, man.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
Tears for another day.
Going to be super, super windy today. 50 mile per hour winds expected later on this afternoon. Do not, whatever you do, don't fire up a flame of any nature.
You know, what's interesting is yesterday were my Facebook memories. I always look at them, you know, just to remember. One of them was the Grand Lake fire was around this time. Grand Lake was on fire.
Yeah, I remember that.
And then also one of them was there was a blizzard in one of the years.
Really?
So one of the years we had a full-blown blizzard, and then one of the years not too long ago we had the Grand Lake fire. So
looking at the extended forecast, so it's going to be downright cold for Halloween.
Oh, is it? Well,
yeah.
Yeah.
Mid-20s, they're saying.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. Mid-20s.
Boy, that changed, didn't it? Because remember, we were all saying it was going to be warm.
Well, this is not me predicting, okay? I've said from the very beginning, from the beginning of last week.
Are you sure that's right?
Yeah.
Okay.
25 degrees.
The high
night
for that day is only going to be 53.
Yeah.
Oh.
And then it drops down to like in the 20s at night. Yeah, it's pretty cold. Going to be pretty cold for your Halloween, which we're not even ready to go. I haven't gotten the candy. I haven't gotten anything.
You still have plenty of time.
Yeah.
You have a whole week.
Yeah. I got to get over to Costco. Give me one of those big bags, like a truckload of candy.
I was telling my friend about the honey. The Makuna Matata honey.
Yeah.
Manuka honey.
Yeah.
She'd already heard of it.
She had?
Yeah. She's like, you don't know about Manuka honey? I was like, no. Oh, my God. And I have to tell you this one other story. Okay, really fast. So you know how right now everybody is getting stool samples?
No, I haven't heard that's a rage.
Like the commercial about the stool samples in the box, you can send it in, do
that
it at
one,
home.
But mostly it's because of all these different recalls on food and stuff. So my friend
so
had,
that's a trend going on
right now?
Right
now, sweeping the nation. A lot of stool samples. Lots. Yeah.
Makes me not want to go to the mailbox.
No, it's not at the mailbox. You have to go to GI Doc.
I thought they were mailing back their poop.
No. So anyway, so because of all these food recalls and stuff, people are getting sick, right? And so we're seeing more stool samples than ever before because people, like the McDonald's recall, the meat recalls, all the stuff. And so people don't know what's wrong with them. They haven't known what's wrong with them. So they go to a GI doc, then they have to get the little kit, and then they poop in a cup, and then they give it back. My girlfriend just did it. She walked up to the counter. It's a lab. You take it to a lab. Mm-hmm. So you take it home, and then you take it and you put a lid on it and you put it in a little paper bag. She handed it to them and she said, I had corn.
Oh my God. That's actually awesome.
Really?
No, I go, what? I thought, no, on the Bible. BJ, let me, hear me out. On the Bible.
Right.
So I go, and I'm laughing. We're all laughing because we think it's hilarious, right? Because what a funny joke.
Yeah.
And we're like, oh my God. And she goes, no, I literally had corn. We did a barbecue and I had corn. And I was so humiliated. I wanted her to know up front that I had had
like,
corn.
You're going to see some corn.
And I
in
go,
that.
I don't think the receptionist needs to know that you had corn.
I think she will know anyway.
Yeah.
Okay. She's like, but what was I supposed to do? Because it's going to show up. And I'm like, nobody needs to know.
Yeah, we all. We all have corn. We get it.
Oh, boy.
So funny. And she's like, yeah. She's in a panic mode. Like, she thought she did the right thing. I go, first of all, the receptionist has nothing to do with your little brown sack, right? She's just the receptionist. She doesn't do the lab stuff. So I go, did she laugh? And she goes, no. She just looked at me and said, okay, thank you.
Well, it's all in a day's work for her.
I know, but I don't think people describe it when they drop it off.
No, I don't think so either. I would.
That's probably a first.
I wouldn't even look him in the eye when I dropped it off.
I know.
Let alone talk
I
to him.
I would have someone else go in for me.
Yeah. I'd use like one of those extension grabbers that old people use. You know, to pick up a magazine.
Yeah, right. That's what I'd use.
Hey, speaking of recalls on the food and stuff and the samples.
Yes.
This McDonald's thing. I'm confused on this thing, man. This thing has got a lot of holes in it. Because now they're saying only 20% or 15% of McDonald's have stopped serving the burger.
Okay.
The other 85% still serve the quarter pounder nationwide.
Weird.
The Onion people came out yesterday and they kind of said, hey, don't drag us into this.
Oh, really?
You know, I mean, until you have proof it's onions, don't be knocking the onion industry, okay? So now they've backed off and they think it's the patty.
What?
Yeah, but that's the news this morning, Jamie.
That's great. I believe you. Listen, I was just like, how did they go from, oh, never mind, the onion people are mad.
New fears, McDonald's E. coli outbreak linked to beef as chain pulls quarter pounder from a fifth of their U.S. stores.
Wow.
Isn't that kind of weird, though?
Well, I still say it's weird that they knew about it in September.
I agree with you.
I mean, that's what's bothering me. Yeah.
Wouldn't you pull all the beef patties?
Yeah, that's what I would
from
think.
From every single store?
And now they're saying here in Colorado that the death with this E. coli, and if it happened, I mean, that's terrible. Terrible that somebody died. But they're saying in Mesa County, but they can't identify the person.
Really?
No, they haven't identified the person that actually died.
Well, they haven't named him. They know who he is.
Well, yeah, well, I'm assuming somebody, or somebody, doctors, whatever, but they won't name the person. They're saying it was in Mesa County.
Gotcha. So. And I guess he had underlying conditions,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I did hear that.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, and he was older. So,
like, really older?
They didn't say. Yeah.
I don't know. There's just a lot of holes here.
It's not even a recall. It's like kind of a wishy-washy thing.
No, and they were posting a people yesterday. Now, I don't know what state they were in, but there were people posting yesterday that they actually went in and bought the quarter pounder yesterday.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
It's just a bizarre story.
We don't have it available in Colorado, right? It's all gone.
I don't think so because there was a news article that I was reading, and actually someone here in Denver went to a McDonald's yesterday, and they actually stopped themselves because they heard about this recall. But they said that when they went into the McDonald's, they didn't have signage up, nothing. Nothing about this outbreak or anything, warning people.
But could they order a quarter pounder?
They didn't say. They said they just left. But,
yeah, I don't know. I mean,
but you would think there would be a sign up or
something
due to the recent E. coli.
No, you really think? No, they're not going to put up signs about E. coli in a burger place. They're going to be like, look away.
You know, down in Florida, when we went down there for vacation, they had signs all over the place in their grocery stores. They have Publix down there. When we went into the Publix everywhere for Boar's Head meat,
they had an
outbreak.
Huh.
Yeah.
Even our place here, they never had any signs.
Yeah, I think it was mainly in Florida, though.
Well, I was there, too, at the same time. I didn't see anything.
Yeah, they had signs all over the place about the Boar's Head meat and the outbreak that they had. I don't know. Just some of the stuff's very strange. BJ and Jamie Morning Show. We'll get to Tabloid Trash coming up next here on the program. Remember, it's going to be super windy later on this afternoon. No fires.
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Oh boy, I just went on our little subdivision page. We got a big fat ass bear.
Oh,
he's big old bear. He's fat.
Bears are about to be caught off guard next week when it turns cold.
Yeah, you're right.
Because they've been walking around going, doo, 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 doo,
yeah.
Oh, let's find some food. And not hibernating. And then next week when it hits 20 degrees, I'll be like, what the hell happened?
Look at my bear.
Oh, he's a nice one. He is plump. Yeah.
It's show and tell in the studio. I know you guys can't see, but there's a big fat bear in my neighborhood. He's right around the corner. That's right next to my house. Anyway, did you see the one in Steamboat? Was it Steamboat? That fat, fat bear.
No, I
didn't. Oh, my God. He's huge. No. He can barely even walk.
I didn't
he's
see
so fat. It's funny. And then yesterday, I guess, bear number 299, the grizzly, one of the grizzlies that is in the bear Olympics, you know, for the fattest bear or whatever.
Yeah.
He was hit by a car yesterday.
I did see that.
Yeah, yeah, that was kind of sad. All right, who in here is doing the Dancing with the Stars challenge? Anyone?
I have not.
You haven't?
Nope.
BJ, have you and Lisa done it?
No. I didn't know about it.
Oh,
so
yeah.
That's why we haven't done it. We don't watch Dancing with the Stars.
I don't either.
But it's
gone viral. Yeah. You don't have to watch
it. But you watched it this week.
Yeah, but for 2 seconds, I didn't even see that movie.
Oh, you didn't see that movie?
No.
Oh, I thought maybe you saw it.
No. So it's gone viral. And so I guess during Dancing with the Stars, these two people, yes, hand up.
Spadell, are you and Liz doing it? Oh.
Wow.
By the way, there's this other bit. Let me digress.
You know that was funny. Yeah, that was just a little.
He looked right at me and was like, "Oh, I just thought of a joke," and then raised his hand, threw that one out there.
I almost saved a video for you, but then I decided not to. So they interviewed this guy and girl, and they said, "Okay, both of you name five things when you know somebody's not into you." And I almost sent it to you, and I was like, he already knows. So they both said, when they don't text you in within the same 2 hours, if they don't text you back within the same 2 hours, and with no excuse, they just don't bother, they're not into you, right?
Yeah.
When they don't let you know or try to make plans with you, they're not into you.
Right.
When they don't ask you or just text you generally, like, hey, how was your day today?
Checking in on you.
They're not into you.
Yeah. Man.
When they don't go out of their way to let you know, hey, I'm open Friday at 3:00. We should do something and make the gesture towards you to get together some plans.
Yeah.
They're not into
now,
you.
I know it's a bummer for you to hear all this, Spadell, but hey, it could be worse. You could be married and they're not into you.
Oh, my God. I do got that going for me.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be bad.
I'm just saying, buddy. It could be worse.
Yeah, right?
I don't see where anybody's checked in on me yet.
Yeah. Actually, I heard what happened. She didn't even care about your story. You almost died this morning, and she was like, yeah, but where'd you put the package?
Isn't that a crazy story, though?
It is a crazy story.
I never had that happen. I walk out of my house. I'm in the garage. I'm waiting on the garage door to open. I always leave that way. And as the garage door starts to open, 2 feet.
So crazy.
And then it unveils a man standing
the
there
knees.
As the garage.
And then thighs.
Yeah.
And
jeans.
Then, yeah, jeans. And then his upper chest. And then all of a sudden, there's a man that goes, what did he say?
He goes, amigo.
Hello, amigo.
He goes, amigo. Yeah. Amigo. And I'm looking at him. And he's got on that, you know, work vest, the reflection vest.
Yeah.
And it turns out he's an Amazon driver.
Oh, my God.
Or a independent
courier. Yeah.
Courier, yeah. Yeah. But it scared me to death because the garage door goes up very slow.
Right.
And I'm like, oh my God, there's a guy standing here. I mean,
we're literally
3 feet apart.
Yeah. And this is at 4 a.m.
I would have literally stopped it from going up and put it all the way back down and then just hit in my house.
I almost shot it.
I know.
I couldn't stop it. You can't stop it once it goes.
Oh, you can't? You can double click it.
Yeah.
But if you're at the clicker, but I did it on my phone.
Oh, gotcha.
I'm standing there.
Gotcha.
On my phone.
Yeah, that was scary. So he tells his wife this. We have to hear it because he can't fix his phone. So everything's on speaker. But anyway, so he's telling her and she.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast. Available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Literally doesn't even acknowledge him. She goes, so where'd you put the package?
Somebody's using our dumpster. It's the neighbor.
By the way, I feel like Lugnut Paul took advantage of your dumpster.
Why?
He asked you if he could put a couple of things in there, and according to Lisa, he filled it up.
Yeah.
No, she's wrong. I helped. I know what he put in there.
Okay.
No, we're good. We're good.
I'm just saying, you know those friends that you have. You like give them this much, and then the next thing you know, you're like, I just said you could borrow the car for a day.
I think she just doesn't like sharing her dumpster. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where you pay for it, and it kind of gets you, rubs you the wrong. Because I didn't say anything to her, so she had no idea where it came from.
Right.
She thought somebody had been pulling in there just dumping crap from the neighborhood.
I still feel like she thinks he took too much of his share.
Taking advantage, for sure.
But I like how you defended him. Oh, no, I saw those bookshelves in there. I'm going to go in there, and I'm going to break them apart. Don't worry. And I'm going to rearrange things.
Yeah, who rearranges a dumpster?
I know.
I did. You actually did. You have to.
I know, but all that, you just told that guy simply you could borrow like some space. Now you have to get in there and break crap apart and also rearrange it. It's like,
I do.
Oh, my God. Don't ever let anybody use it again. That's a lot of work for you. You know?
Well, this will be like the third time I've rearranged it, though.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Huh, weird.
So, yeah.
Okay, so going back to what I started, which was Dancing with the Stars Challenge, there was this couple, and she lays on the floor. She puts just one foot up against the side of his foot. He reaches down and pulls her up slowly. So couples are trying this all across the world, and nobody can seem to do it. It is a disaster. One couple, well, he unfortunately... I mean, you take her leg.
Yeah.
Or take her leg. Other leg.
Yeah.
Yeah, she puts one leg against your foot, and then you take her other leg and you pull her up. And one, he dislocated her ankle.
Oh. I could see that happening. Yeah. I could see the guy pulling on her.
Yeah.
You know, throwing out his back.
Yeah. But she dislocated it because you're pulling on her ankle, and it went...
Oh. It's a really difficult move.
It is.
It's not easy.
Yeah. So anyway, just so you know, it's Sweep of the Nation. You'll probably see it. Jimmy John's has come out with the most fabulous sandwich on the planet, and people are loving it. So they take their gigantic pickle, you know, that big pickle they have at Jimmy John's.
Yeah.
They kind of hollow it out, and then they stuff it full of meat and your favorite topping, and then you close it up and you eat it like a sandwich.
Get out of here.
It sounds good.
Yeah. We talked about that dude in New York, right?
Yeah, we sure did, but now Jimmy John's is actually doing
it. Off.
Yeah.
You know what I hate that they do, though, over at Jimmy John's? I go over there quite a bit because Frog loves Jimmy John's sandwiches. I hate when they hollow out your bread.
Oh, they do that?
Yeah. They hollow out the middle of your bread. It's like, that's the best part.
I didn't know they did that.
Yeah, they take it out of there.
Man, damn them. Tell them not to.
I do.
Okay, good.
I do. They know when I come in not to hollow that sucker.
Jamie, you were talking about the bear that died. It was bear number 399. She was a female. She was not in the Bear Olympics. She was in a documentary made about her. She was responsible for saving grizzlies from extinction in Yellowstone by giving birth to a lot of cubs.
Yeah, we got a bear expert out there.
I like Bear Olympics better. She's part of the Bear Olympics. Come on, that's funny.
Yeah, it's funnier. I agree.
Why so serious? Just go with Bear Olympics. She was in the Bear Olympics and she was hit by a car. Come on, that's funny. Not the car part. Anyway, so then finally for Jason Kelce, he wants to set the record straight that he was not sleeping during Taylor Swift's concert in Miami. And I actually believe him. I actually do believe him. Here is Jason Kelce. He took his wife. He took his two little girls to Taylor's... Eras Tour in Miami. Here's what he had to say.
You took a nap at the Eras Tour.
I did not take a nap.
What is that all about?
Travis, you know I didn't take a nap. I did not take a nap.
How are you? This show is absolutely electric. It's the greatest show that's ever been on stage, and you're over here falling asleep?
Standing, I'm holding Ellie. I feel like I'm kind of in a fishbowl. Like, everybody's staring at me. So I just sit down. I'm dancing with Ellie. Ellie goes over to Kylie. And then I'm just, sitting here, and I'm just, feeling it. And I'm like, oh. And I'm tapping my thigh, and I'm just, in the moment, listening to the song. And then all of a sudden I go on Twitter and I see this picture. And I'm like, dude, what the f-? Like, I'm not even sleeping. And I can prove it to you. There is evidence in this photo that I'm not sleeping.
You calling Bo Allen a liar?
Bo didn't say I was sleeping. Bo did not say I was sleeping. He just posted the picture. Oh, okay. He didn't say I was sleeping.
I thought you said you were sleeping.
No.
You were just feeling the groove, huh?
Jets Jake, zoom in on my right hand in post. Make sure that Travis sees this. My hand is hovering. You can't sleep with your hand hovering above your knee.
Yeah, it
it's
is.
It's impossible.
Yeah. Nice.
I'm not major pain. How am I going to? I can't sleep with my eyes open, much less with my hand hovering above my knee.
So I believe him because the picture he does show, his eyes are closed, but his hands are up off of his thighs because he said he was patting his leg. And I agree with him. You don't have your hand up hovering over your leg if you're asleep. I mean, there's just no way to hold it up in the air, right? No. So I do believe him. He was just going like this. He was just closing his eyes like, you know, Stevie Wondering it like that. So I believe him. All right, there you go, tablet trash.
BJ and Jamie.
Dallas 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Somebody in Georgia yesterday wins the Powerball last night.
Yeah.
$478 million. One ticket.
And didn't
one
you ticket. Say it broke a streak? They haven't had a winner there for like 8 years or
well,
something?
Well, Spadil said that.
Yeah.
Yeah, Spadil mentioned that earlier this morning. I didn't know that they hadn't had a winner in 50, 60 years or something. But I guess it's a new one for Georgia.
Good
yeah,
for
it was
them.
A big winner in 8 years. They hadn't had one for 8 years.
Oh, 8 years.
Uh-huh. Yep.
There
yep.
you go. All right, big, big payoff, man. And then I think there was a $1 million winner in Texas. And again, Colorado gets nothing.
Now, I know that we have scratch tickets to give away, and I was just thinking about this because I was clearing through some stuff. Do you guys have any scratch tickets that you never turned in?
Yes.
Me too.
Yeah.
Usually they're painful, right?
Usually they're a dollar though.
Yeah. I have a $10 one.
I don't have a 10.
Oh, $10. See, I would turn that right in.
I meant to. I set it on the counter every day. Yeah. And then one day it was expired.
I got a $5 one that I'm like, yeah, when I go get groceries, I'll just cash this in. I'll use it for groceries. And I just never remember to grab it.
And then they do
and
expire.
And then it expired.
Yep. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that's why I love that Jackpocket, because they put it into your account.
Directly,
so you've
yeah.
redeemed it automatically.
Yeah.
Okay. So you don't have to make that extra run.
Right.
You know?
Yep. Sure do. I don't think this would be a good time to.
What? Why?
Because I'll tell you later. Yeah. Yeah, I'll tell you later.
I missed that one. Carson, did you pick up on it? No, I don't think so. I can tell by the look on your face.
No.
Well, I don't get it either.
I don't get it. Okay.
All right. Well, we do have scratch tickets
yeah,
to
we
give
do.
Away right mm-hmm. now.
Okay, here we go.
yeah, I think that's what Jamie was talking about.
Why?
Oh, now I get it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because what you did.
Yeah. The Colorado Lottery is not associated with Jackpocket,
and they don't
well,
want and they don't want any affiliation
yeah.
at
and
all.
And then we're given a like
yeah.
I think we should separate it a
that's
little bit.
That's what I was. They don't want any affiliation with them at all. At all.
Okay.
We were told that.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
I guess you weren't there for the meeting.
No, I wasn't there for the meeting. No, I have no idea. What. All right, so we'll play a song, come back, and give away Colorado
and then
Lottery.
Like that other
scratch
stuff that
yeah.
All right.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey Alp. You can get the podcast right there. It's absolutely free. If there's anything you take from the program today that really sticks with you, take seriously this red flag warning.
Holy crap. No kidding. I just posted this on our Facebook page. They are not playing. They are not playing. I've never seen this from the National Weather Service. They basically said, here, let me just read it verbatim. So it says, with hazardous, this is from the U.S. National Weather Service, the Denver Boulder location. And I've never seen them like this serious about it. It says, with hazardous fire weather conditions, and potential for rapid wildfire spread, it's important to remain aware of your surroundings. First off, avoid any activity that may produce a spark and start a wildfire. Second, be ready to take action should a wildfire start nearby. Sign up for all local emergency alerts and have a go bag ready in case evacuation is required.
Wow,
man.
I've never seen them put that.
No. And I read earlier where they said no mowing today. If
yeah.
you've got grass that needs to be mowed, put it off a few days.
Yep.
And they're saying this red flag, Jamie's going to go through Monday.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Not wow. just today, but you're going to get the same seriousness with this red flag warning all the way through Monday.
Yeah. I've never seen him so serious.
That's scary.
That's a long time to go to not have something happen. You know what I mean?
It's the most critical conditions are today. Gusty winds, low humidity, and dry vegetation.
They're looking at 50-mile-per-hour winds later on this afternoon. It was very windy when I came to work this morning. But it's supposed to really crank up later on this afternoon, so be careful.
One year, it was like this 1 year, and I actually put my sprinkler on my deck.
You did?
And I turned it on.
Just in case.
Because there was a fire right over the ridge, and I was like, I'm just going to give it a try. I mean, I don't know if they recommend it, but yeah. I was like, at least the deck will be soaked.
Yeah, what does it hurt?
Yeah, like? Right? I mean,
well, I don't live in that type of neighborhood,
We're like in dense vegetation.
Yeah, so it's not really that much for me, but you could get two or three houses to catch on fire before they get there to put them out.
Yeah.
If, you know, somebody makes some stupid mistake, so don't be that person
today,
all right?
Exactly. My God.
All right, again, red flag warning. Very urgent today from the National Weather Service.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Nuggets tonight open up the season. They're going to be at Ball Arena. Oklahoma City is in town. So go to the game if you got tickets.
Oh, wait. Are those okay games to go to? Are you giving permission to those games?
Why?
Because of what you said about my Sunday game that I'm going to?
Yeah, the Broncos
is going to
be so lame.
Crapper. Yeah. Because Carolina sucks. I like the Broncos. Don't get me wrong. But Carolina's a really bad team.
Yeah, they're worse. I'm going to the game.
Why would you want to? Oh, you'll have a good time. You did not say that.
You did not. Okay, you're changing your whole story. I said yesterday
you're going to one of the worst games.
You said, why are you even going? That's what you said.
Right.
Why are you even going? That's the worst game ever. Oh, my God.
They're
going to
win, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a bad team they're playing.
Yeah, they're really bad.
Terrible ticket. Yeah. Terrible.
Worse than the team that they played last week.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, I'm going and I'm going to have a great time because now I'm a huge Bronco fan.
You go.
Yeah.
It is a lot of fun. You'll have fun. It'll be a good time.
I realize that. Thank you.
You're getting awfully snippy all of a sudden.
Well, no, I'm just like, you're like, Jeepers. You went from yesterday just telling me how, like, oh my God, it's just, why are you doing it? Yeah. And I called you the biggest fun sucker of all time.
Right. 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 I didn't mean it that way. What I meant was you're going to see the worst team in the NFL is all I really meant.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
If you have a great time, you'll have a great time, I guess. In the parking lot.
I guess.
You're tailgating, all that. But they're a crappy team.
He also asked if you had extra tickets.
I know.
All right. Let's talk about the TV show thing and people that are so vested in these things. Now, I like TV. I want the TV on.
Oh, I know. You told me all about Chester the Molester.
Yeah, it was Fear Thy Neighbor.
Oh, Fear Thy Neighbor.
That was the name of the show. And a guy named Billy. Mm-hmm. Billy went off yesterday, man. He was, he got angry. Very angry.
So I was telling BJ off the air, and this is a true story. So not one of my group friends.
Yeah.
This is a different friend. Not one of the group girls, but a different friend is actually taking work off today to watch the remain. She got caught up in Succession, which I believe is over.
Yeah.
Right? And so she got caught up in it somehow 2 days ago, and she can't stop. And so today she took off work to continue her like watching
it. She took off work?
She took off work.
That's insane.
Yeah, she took off work.
That's a little above and beyond.
That show's kind of hard to get through, too, because there's just a lot of like dialogue. There's not a lot of action. So there's just a lot of paying attention,
Oh, really?
It's hard to watch that
show. So, of course, you can't watch it like when you're trying to work or do something.
No,
so
you can't.
Really,
you have
concentrate.
To focus on it,
She's a manager at a mall, at a store. What? Probably said too much. Anyway.
and now she's calling out sick.
You know, the only thing that I would have that passion for, it would be a sporting event. I think that if it were the right game that was going to be on, I would have to block out that time that I've got to see it, no matter what.
Yeah,
no.
She said that she, like, literally going something somewhere. Has happened to her brain, and she's so addicted to the Succession thing or whatever, she can't stop.
But isn't that, like, 15 episodes or something?
I honestly don't know anything about the show.
With a sporting event, you know, it's 2 hours and it's over with, or 3 hours, whatever. But I think that thing's like
there's
12.
There's four seasons and there's 10 episodes a season.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
my God.
Shows.
Yeah.
But remember when you did that?
I did it for Game of Thrones.
Yeah, you did it for Game of Thrones.
But
remember?
I was doing it for work also because, like, we needed to talk about it on the show. But I also was just addicted to it. I got through all of Game of Thrones in, like, 4 days.
That is so
which is insane.
Crazy. Yeah. Well, you're kind of like her.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah.
And then Carson. So then after that, I was just saying like, oh my God, like we're worried about her a little bit. But then Carson was like, you know what I'm worried about? Like, I'm really, really worried about this. I'm worried about Yellowstone.
Yeah. So November 10th, it's supposed to be, it's season 5, part 2. It's coming out. We've been waiting forever for this. And the whole drama with Kevin Costner, John Dutton, he's the main character in the show, and he's not going to be on the show anymore. So what are they going to do? Are they going to kill him off? Like, that's going to be the lamest thing ever, and it might ruin the show for me if that's how it goes down.
And he's worried.
But, what? No, he's scared.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He didn't use the word scared.
No, worried. He's beyond worried.
Yeah, he's scared.
He said, I am scared for how they're going to get rid of him.
Yeah. Well, you need resolution. If you're a fan of that show, like, it sucks if they set up all these storylines and then it just goes away.
And he's the main character. Like, this is his ranch. Yeah. What are you going to do now that he's off the show?
Oh, no, I'm scared.
Yeah, me too.
Maybe that bitchy lady, that guy that I dated thinks, that maybe she'll take it over.
I mean, she's got a big daughter.
She has nice boobs.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, we need a booby lady to take it over.
Oh, she's got plenty of that. Yeah. Don't worry about that.
I get you got to have closure, but it's a little tough for me because I know that Kevin Costner's not going to die.
What?
Well, I'm just saying, I know he's not going to die in real life.
Oh, in real life. Yeah.
You know, but I know that he's going to be going away because they have he hates the people that do the show. To me, that even adds to it.
See, it's like, I feel like something else is going to happen.
Watch it.
Here's what I feel like is going to happen. He's in the promo like 6 times.
And he's all over the social media clips that they put on, obviously.
Right, because, you know, he owns the ranch.
Yeah, it's his ranch.
I'm scared. I'm scared. But anyway, I think he's going to sign a little bitty deal and do some of the episodes.
I don't know.
Well, there was a rumor out. Now, it's still a rumor, but there is a rumor out that Yellowstone's not going away after this season, that they're working out a deal that he's going to be back on.
I think he is, because his movies flopped so bad.
They did hard.
Those movies that he's trying to do the spinoff kind of thing feel of Yellowstone crashed and burned.
Do they have a show without him?
I don't think so.
I saw one episode.
I don't think they
do. I don't watch it. That's why I'm asking.
I mean, it looks like it would be a good show. I've missed so much.
It's a great show.
I just don't think I can get there again.
No, you can catch up right now. There's plenty of time. Just take off work.
But if I watch all of it, I'll be scared.
You don't want to get scared, do you?
It's a horrible process.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show here on this Thursday. Don't forget fire danger today. Be careful out there.
BJ and Jamie.
Wait, hold on. Trouble.
So I just came from Spadil's studio. He's watching it again.
This is like
the fifth time I've been in there and he's watching this trailer.
Okay.
Oh, you've caught him 3 times.
Well, but listen, I think it's maybe he was trying to get me some audio or something.
I don't think so.
Yeah, like research.
There's a new Netflix show coming out, and it's male strippers for Christmas. And it's called Merry Gentlemen, okay?
Merry Gentlemen?
Merry, M-E-R-R-Y.
I don't like the name of it.
Like Merry Christmas?
No.
Yeah, it's a little rough to say, isn't it?
Well, Merry Gentlemen sounds like you know, joyous gentlemen. Like,
Well, they're joyous looking, I guess.
No, but I mean, like, more...
It says the Merry Gentlemen.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. I got you.
I can't say what I want to say, but...
It's a Michael Murray, Michael Murray. You know who that guy is?
Chad Michael Murray?
Yeah. Mm. He goes Magic Mike in a Netflix Christmas book.
Nice.
Anyway, but he was watching it over and over and over this morning. Dude, slow down.
Yeah, what's up with this?
Well, I mean, they're so jacked, I would like to like look like them, you know? So I'm kind of trying to just figure out like maybe what their diet is or like kind of what they're doing at
the
gym.
Dancing,
from
them dancing? Their dancing is going to teach you if they ate an apple?
Maybe. I mean, this dude is so jacked that he's got like the extra V ab like under his abs.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
I would love to look like that.
But I don't think they're taking you through their routine of health and, you know, all that.
This isn't a how to.
Yeah, this is more of a gyrate.
Well, I was just trying to be like inspired, you know?
Oh, so they're your like vision board.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
vision. Yeah.
Okay. All right. I do get
that. Okay. That makes sense. Then. If it's a vision board.
Uh-huh.
Listen, I manifest my cabin. I did.
You actually did?
I manifest that cabin. Without a doubt, I manifest that cat.
Like, wait, you could manifest being a male stripper.
You can. Yeah. I do believe in that stuff.
You would do that, too, if you had that body, wouldn't you?
Oh, if I looked like that? Yeah.
Yeah, you'd be a male stripper.
I forgot who I was just reading about the other day. They also said that they couldn't believe. Oh, I know. It was one of the Real Housewives of Dubai.
Yeah.
She'd always wanted a Bentley. And so she'd always like said, someday I'm going to have a Bentley. Someday I'm going to have a Bentley.
And it worked.
And it worked. And she has a brand new Bentley. And she can afford it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and remember, I always wanted a cabin on the river. Always. Like, since I've moved here, I was like, I can't find one. Oh, my God. They're too expensive. Blah, blah, blah. All this stuff. And then out of nowhere, in my spam, the day that these people posted that they were selling it,
yeah,
it went in my spam, right? And I just called it. I'm like, I'm gonna buy that house.
Yeah.
That's it. Because I manifest it. So you can manifest, like they said,
yeah,
being a stripper.
I could manifest like popping pecs and like gutter abs and all that. Yeah.
Yep. I'm telling you.
I don't even know that language.
Yeah.
That's pretty
you
cool.
Get the big,
what's
the
it called
big
again?
Biceps?
Gutter?
A gutter ab? That's where your abs are like cut so deep, they just call it like a gutter. Like it's just it's in there.
You can put your hand in there between the two. What are you going to manifest, BJ?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Well, I started out with just getting a dog once. But
oh, that worked?
I need to shoot higher.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've not shot very high with my manifestation.
Well, I feel like the dog kind of is easy.
Yeah.
You know, man, dog, you're even lazy with your manifestation.
Yeah. No, I am. Because I don't really have any of that. I don't have a vision board, I guess I should say.
I don't think what you're saying is you really have no goals.
No. I pretty much hit all that I'm going to hit. That's the way I was.
This is it.
Yeah. All right, here's the trailer from Netflix that Spadil's been watching all morning. It's called The Merry Gentleman, and it's all about Magic Mike and Christmas, I guess.
We are going to make this show something truly special. Something this town has never seen before. Who's ready to make some Christmas magic? Let's get started. Christmas at the Rhythm Room used to be a tradition around here. There's got to be a way to get people excited about this place again.
Don't you think male strippers are the answer?
Male Dance Review.
Men taking their clothes off?
It's men taking their shirts off. Ready to get your dance on? Just a few more measurements.
Ho, ho, ho.
That's right.
Whoosh, Spadil. No wonder you're watching it over and over again.
Man. Those guys look insane.
You know, and what's funny is I don't even know if you can work this in. And I've never seen anybody actually fill out the banana little G-string.
Yeah.
That was impressive.
Yeah.
I don't know how you do that with your brain. It might be impossible.
With his brain.
But you can try.
No, envisioning how he can fill out the banana.
Oh.
I'm not sure if, like, you know, he can envision, like, my wiener will fill out the banana.
Yeah.
It's a lot of work.
I'm sure if he had some money, he could help out.
Can't fix everything,
no,
buddy.
No, you can't.
Nope. There's got to be places you got to give up, you know? Yep.
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
I just want to apologize to anybody that was at Bud's Bar yesterday around noon.
What happened?
I don't know.
Get just, rowdy or
just
something?
Just five girls just getting their cheeseburger on. Yeah. It gets dangerous. We start out hangry and then there was a lot going on. BJ was very, very busy. Very busy. You know,
you're apologizing.
Yeah, I am. But you know, you get five chicks together and as one person said, beep, 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 beep.
Yeah.
One guy said, he actually said this, he was at the table too, he goes, so are you guys ever going to eat those cheeseburgers?
Because you're just talking the entire time.
Yeah, women are a different breed, aren't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, we really are. We really like to talk a lot about a lot of stuff. I mean, we mentioned analies. We talked about cheeseburgers. I mean, we really ran
really
the...
Really covered the entire
spectrum. Yeah, Botox. I mean, you name it.
Goes hand in hand.
One guy is like...
Yeah.
Wow, this is a lot going on here. Like, I don't know, whatever. Anyway, all right, somebody has said, you got to see Yellowstone. They said, you have time to catch up. They're talking to me, Jamie, that I will get addicted to it and I will love it.
You will love it.
So I've seen one episode, and I can see how I would maybe like it, but I feel so far behind.
See, I think the first episode was the hardest for me to get through because it was so long, and it, you know, with that first episode, they're trying to develop everyone.
Yeah.
And introduce it was a lot.
And that
I don't
head
think
wound,
you're gonna like it.
I don't. Well,
I don't think you will.
There
I
was
really
a
don't
head wound involved,
and that's a very aggressive first out of the gate.
Yeah, I don't think you'll like it. I saw two episodes, and I didn't care for
you
it.
Didn't?
No.
All right.
I didn't go back.
Well, but what about this then? I love the McBee Dynasty. The McBee Dynasty actually is about a real-life Yellowstone. It's only been on for one season. It was on Peacock, I think. So it's about these three boys that want to take over their dad's ranch, and mm-hmm. it's a real story. They're in financial crisis. They're a meat packing plant. They process their own meats and they sell it to all the different chains of restaurants and grocery stores. So they're multimillionaires 1 month, and then they're crashing and burning the next month. They open up a bunch of car washes. I love that, the McBee Dynasty. By the way, it's been picked up for season two on Bravo. They took it away from Peacock. So I don't know. I like that.
I think you would like that. Well, that's a real story, though. I mean, you really like documentaries because they're true.
Yep.
You like everything based on a true story. You like that stuff, like the Aaron Brockovich, was that her name?
Yep.
That kind of stuff. But the Yellowstone thing, to me, it was more than, it was more like a current JR, you know, Dallas. It was that type of a show. I didn't really care for it because of that.
But you only saw two episodes, and people, I mean, it's huge.
Well, they say you watch two, you're going to get hooked on it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I only watch one. Yeah. Anyway, let's see here. John Dutton, who we know is Kevin Costner. So there's a big rumor he's dating Hoda.
Uh-oh.
Really?
Hoda?
Yeah.
Hoda. Like, no kidding.
Hoda on the list.
Wow.
Yeah.
Where'd you get that rumor?
Bud's Bar. Bud's Bar, where all the rumors happen. People are like, did you see that Kevin Costner might date Hoda? I was like, what? Yeah, so I guess they had a real connection on the show because they were talking to him. They had an interview with him. And now they're saying that the way Hoda was giggling and that the way Kevin Costner was like leaning into her, that their body language really spoke about each other.
Wow.
Yeah. What are you seeing, Schmidl?
Hello? Okay. So they asked him about the interview, and he said, well, look, I'm not on a national dating service. I appreciate the goodwill. She's been great to me when I go back on there. People treat me well. They treat me good. She's got a spark, but we've never had coffee together.
She's got a spark.
So I feel like he put it out there.
Like, she's got a spark.
Let's go get some coffee.
Right? I bet there's coffee in the future.
Well, if that doesn't work out, he can date Al Roker.
I think Al's already taken.
Just say it.
So, so we'll see what happens, but that's the rumor, and it is out there. All right, what else did I want to tell you? Oh, okay, this is off the beaten path. This doesn't even fit here. Does anybody seem to think that on Amazon and on infomercials and on your Reels commercials and all that, why is everybody trying to sell you a different way to store your sponge or, like, to have your sponge in your sink? Have you seen this?
No.
So there's all kinds of weird things out there on Amazon and stuff, like somehow my sponge should be some kind of issue. You know, the sponge you wash your dishes with? Have you seen the newest one that's a magnet?
No.
So the sponge actually on the backside has a magnet on it. So now you can just put it and attach it to your sink.
That's actually awesome.
All right.
No, it's the sponge is not a problem.
It is. It needs to be on the side. It needs to be on the sink rather than in the sink.
Yeah, I agree with him.
Yes. Because,
like, if you leave it in there, it stays wet. And then that's when you get, like, bacteria and all that stuff. Like, you got to keep your sponge dry.
It's got to dry out a little bit.
Yeah.
So I have a little, on my cabinets, I have a little pull-down thing in front of the sink.
Oh, no, I have that, too.
Yeah, and you just put it in there.
That's too much effort. I'd rather just stick it to the side. That way, it's easy access. And then you get the cabinet, like, you're doing the dishes, right? And you got to put it back in the cabinet, and you're going to get your cabinets wet, and then you got to wipe them down. It's just a whole
So
process.
Now the magnetic sponge is the best thing ever made?
Listen, I would definitely buy that.
It sounds really convenient.
Yes.
Wow, I have Christmas ideas.
I would be over the moon with that.
I thought you two were going to, like, all three of you were going to be like, ugh, God, who cares, right? Yep. But no, I have... In, enthusiasm.
Every time you wash your hands, then your sponge gets wet. Come on.
I put it on the back of the sink.
I do too.
It just sits there. Yeah, it gets dry.
But it doesn't really because it sits on there and it doesn't drain. So this way you put it magnetically on the side and it just drips into your sink.
Yeah.
So
it's great. Sounds amazing.
God, what an invention.
Right? The magnetic sponge. Who knew? It's crazy. It was crazy. All right. What else did I want to tell you about? Oh, yeah. We were talking about how Schmill? Hey, Schmill.
Hey.
I was watching some stuff, some
strippers. Male
so
strippers.
Jacked. I want to look like
that. Yeah, male strippers.
So married gentlemen. I feel like I'm going to look like that.
Yeah. Well, I guess Shawn Mendes is also addressing rumors about his sexuality.
Is he gay?
People think he is. But okay. I don't think he is. Shawn Mendes' new song, The Mountain, from his upcoming album, addresses the speculations surrounding his sexuality that have swirled for years. It says, I have a change of heart. You can say what you need to say. You can say I'm too young. You can say I'm too old. You can say I like girls or boys, whatever fits your mold. I don't know what that all means.
Didn't he hook up with Camila Cabello, though?
Yeah, forever.
Yeah.
And that's a woman.
Yeah, she's hot.
Yeah,
like, really hot.
She's got like a lot of curves and stuff.
Yeah, like a lot.
Yeah. She does not even get close to looking like a man.
Yeah, but if you put out a song called Brokeback Mountain, I mean, come on.
Well, there was no broke back, but there was just the word the mountain.
Oh, I thought I heard broke back in there.
Yeah, so
you've got
a
hit song called Brokeback Mountain. Yeah. There. People are going to guess.
I get it. I get it. Jason Kelce denies that he took a nap during Taylor Swift's show. Here is the audio, number two.
You took a nap at the Eras Tour.
I did not take a nap.
What is that all about?
Travis, you know I didn't take a nap. I did not take a nap.
How are you? This show is absolutely electric. It's the greatest show that's ever been on stage, and you're over here falling asleep?
Standing, I'm holding Ellie. I feel like I'm kind of in a fishbowl. Like, everybody's staring at me, so I just sit down. I'm dancing with Ellie. Ellie goes over to Kylie, and then I'm just, sitting here, and I'm just, feeling it, and I'm like, oh. And I'm tapping my thigh, and I'm just, in the moment. Listening to the song, and then all of a sudden I go on Twitter and I see this picture, and I'm like, dude, what the I'm not even sleeping, and I can prove it to you. There's evidence in this photo that I'm not sleeping.
You calling Bo Allen a liar?
Bo didn't say I was sleeping. Bo did not say I was sleeping. He just posted the picture.
Oh, okay.
He didn't say I was sleeping.
I thought you said you were sleeping.
No,
you were just feeling the groove, huh?
Jets Jake, zoom in on my right hand in post, make sure that Travis sees this. My hand is hovering. You can't sleep with your hand hovering above your knee.
Yeah, it
it's
is.
It's impossible.
Yeah. Nice.
I'm not major pain. How am I going to? I can't sleep with my eyes open, much less with my hand hovering above my knee.
I think I just fell asleep.
You know what's funny is that if you look at the actual photograph, his hand is raised above his leg. He was just tapping his, he was patting his leg to the music, and he just closed his eyes for a minute because, as he said, he was just being watched, and it kind of made him uncomfortable. So he just closed his eyes and just tap, 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 and his hand is above his leg. So he never fell asleep. By the way, I would think that it would be really hard to do a podcast with your brother every week. I mean, if I made $25 million, I guess it wouldn't be that hard, but it just seems like there would be a lot of bickering. You know, between the two?
Yeah, and a lot of rivalry.
I could do it with my brother.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think there are a lot of brothers you couldn't. I get your point.
Yeah.
But I could do it with my brother.
What would you guys talk about?
Just crazy crap, just like they do. Stuff that people don't care about.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, I think people do care about their stuff.
Yeah. Well, some of it's pretty good.
I just, I watched
part of it.
How your brother can't use a cell phone or something?
Yeah. No internet, He's been promised internet forever. He can't get it. We'll talk about that.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that stray dog that keeps running around this house, man. We don't know who that dog belongs
to. That's crazy.
Dog's going to get hit by a car one day. You wait and see.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's an episode in itself.
Were you guys talking the other day about the potholes that have formed?
Potholes.
Yeah, that one road over there, over yonder, I think he said. Yeah. Over yonder, there's some potholes.
But there is a road that they need to pave because it's been gravel for years. So we could talk about that.
Yeah.
Then they named a road. They named one of the roads there close to his house. And the guy, it's been suspected that he possibly knocked somebody off.
Really?
But they yet named a road after him.
That is crazy.
That's almost a series in its
own. Dude, I think that we call it podcast. I think we call it Tennessee Talk.
Tennessee Talk.
Ooh. I like it. It's the new podcast.
BJ and his brother.
Yeah. I like it. Tennessee Talk. I would watch it, hear it, listen, whatever people do. I would do all that. I would do all that. Well, sometimes they put on clips and you can watch it too. So I would watch you guys.
I think it'd be entertaining.
It would, actually. Yeah. It would. All right. I just want to tell you this last one, and that is that Jelly Roll, congratulations, has lost 100 pounds.
That's awesome.
That is great.
He doesn't look it. I'm going to tell you right now, man. I saw
a video. You can tell in his face, though.
He doesn't look like he's lost 100 pounds. Okay? Look,
yeah, he
looks
does,
like
actually.
He's lost weight.
Go to our Facebook 100. Page. Go to our Facebook page and see what we posted.
Yeah,
because they did a before and after, and
like
he does.
Side by side.
He does.
Yeah, I saw a video of him yesterday. He was giving away free food yesterday or day before yesterday. And the video, I mean, I just thought that it didn't look like 100 to me.
Yeah, if you go to our Facebook page, you can see it because he had like, I mean, his chins were... Like, his neck even lost at least 20 pounds in just his neck.
To me, that's where I notice it the
most. Yeah, because his neck is missing. I mean, it's good and missing. Not bad.
He's still a big dude.
Oh, yeah, he's a big boy, but that's pretty impressive. Yeah.
He's still a big dude.
So he weighed over, what, 500 pounds?
It says in 2018, he revealed that he weighed over 500 pounds in 2015, and then he embarked on a 200-pound journey. So in total, he's lost 200.
Yeah, so.
200?
Yeah. That's according to Fox News.
500 pounds. I mean, he's still 300. Keep that in mind.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, he's still part of the Jelly Roll system.
He was giving away free food yesterday on a video. He looks 300.
He is 300, yeah. All right, anyway, I'm done. There you go. Tablet trash.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. I saw where Patrick Mahomes' dad went to jail yesterday.
Aww.
Yeah, they finally put him in the pokey from that DUI that he had. I think it was his third or fourth, right?
Yeah, it was.
And he went to jail. But get this, they say he's going to be out by Halloween.
Oh, really? That doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
I know.
I mean, this guy keeps getting, he's going to kill somebody.
He got 10 days.
That's it?
That was his sentence, yeah. They put him in jail yesterday in Texas, and they say he will be out by Halloween, which means that he'll spend maybe 6 of the 10 days.
Are they making him go to a rehab program or anything like that?
Oh, I'm sure they are.
Yeah, right?
I'm sure he's going to teach it.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I mean, because after a point, your son has got to be like, I am done with you, Dad. Like, you have, like, humiliated me enough.
Yeah, your liability.
Yeah.
Speaking of the legal system, they say the Menendez brothers, that verdict could come down today if they get a new trial or not.
Oh, really?
I can't believe these two dudes may get out of prison. That's great.
So TMZ did a poll, like, do you think they should get out of prison or stay in prison?
Oh, really?
Yeah, and it was pretty tight.
Was it tight?
It was.
What do you think?
I think that they should stay.
I do too.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
Carson?
I think they should get out.
You think they should get out? Why?
I think they were put through just things that a normal person should never be put
through. I do too, but I think that they shouldn't get life, but maybe like give them 5 more years.
I mean, they've served 35 years.
I think they
were driven to that point where it was just too much and they finally cracked and it was just...
Spadell, what do you think?
Oh, hello. I think that they should be probably let out or just have some sort of probation. Like Carson said, they've been there for 35 years. They've had to be reformed.
The only thing that changed with me is a few facts that I did not know, and that was that shopping spree. After they killed them both, they literally went on a shopping spree, and I don't know why that rubbed me the wrong way.
Yeah.
But it just did.
Yeah,
it
is weird. The thing that got me, and I think Jamie brought it up, if I remember when we first started talking about this, when it became news, is that why mom?
Yeah, I did bring that up.
Why mom? I mean, if you think about it, if dad did bad things to you, okay, all right.
Then he probably abused her, too.
But why mom?
You know,
okay. They blew her head off.
Okay.
They did.
My God.
I personally think they should stay in there for the rest of their lives. I really do.
Yeah, I could see killing the dad for everything horrible, but I mean, you have to realize like the mom is in a mental state too she was probably threatened.
Exactly. It depends on, I mean, I guess if you're a kid, maybe they blamed her for, I don't
because
know,
she
staying
didn't stand,
quiet or
yeah,
not standing
she didn't stand up for
them.
Or,
yeah, but you're not allowed to kill them.
Yeah.
Not allowed to kill them.
You can try to figure out why she didn't, but it shouldn't blow.
Yeah,
as
maybe therapy, maybe a couple of meetings here and there.
Yeah.
Sit down with mom, but you can't do what they did.
And you don't need a Rolex.
Yeah. No, you don't.
Like after
they
happens.
They bought matching Rolexes, and then they bought cars and condos.
Yeah. So
after they killed their parents. But this thing's supposed to come to a head today, I think.
We'll maybe see what tomorrow. Happens. Who knows?
Yep. Yeah. Who knows? I don't know. But like you said when we started the conversation, 50-50.
Yeah,
even
it was
here
really
in the
tight.
Studio.
Yep.
And I think a lot of people that, if you don't, and I don't remember when the trial actually happened. I kind of do, but I kind of don't. So the shock of it all is kind of waning over time of 35 years, you know? So I could see people who...
But see, then I go back. I'm so torn with this because, like, if somebody abused my son, I would blow their head off.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know?
100%.
But at the same time, if I did that to another person, I'd expect to spend the rest of my life in jail, probably, too.
Yeah.
Because I knew that I would get that.
That's true.
So I would feel that way because I've always thought, you know, that if you do something like that, you know where you're headed. You're not going to get out.
But how old were they?
18.
Yeah, but their brains weren't...
18, 19?
Their frontal lobe wasn't developed yet or something.
I just feel like they were brought to that point where it was just, there was no turning back.
I mean, they weren't, right? Doesn't it finally like kick in at like 22 or something?
Yeah, it's small lobes, no doubt about
it. Yeah, the tiny, tiny lobe.
I guess. BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie.
Hey, we have a meeting today.
We have a meeting?
Yeah.
What are we going to meet on?
Social media stuff.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Social media.
Because, you know, you are the king of social media.
Who, me? Yeah, I'm pretty good at it, aren't I?
We're trying to figure out how to get the Instagram more kicking.
Yeah.
Because I know you and I apparently are not the best Instagrammers on the planet.
Right.
Like your dog driving your car, apparently not that interesting.
I guess not.
Yeah.
I guess not. What about that TikTok or TikTok or...
Yeah, the TikTok.
Are we gonna get on that too?
So here's what we need to do.
What?
You and I need to do the Dancing with the Stars challenge.
Yeah, you do.
We do?
Yeah, we need to do it today, and we need to do it if we need to film it.
Do I have to pull you up?
Yes.
I don't think I can.
Oh.
I'm lighter now.
Yeah, I got a bad back, though.
Yeah, but if you pull your back, you might have to make a sacrifice. Pull your back for the TikTok.
Yeah, do it for the show,
and
man.
And it might go viral.
Do it for the show.
No, I don't think anyone's pulled their back doing it yet.
No, only broken ankle.
Yeah.
Well, are you sure you're light enough?
I am. I'm pretty sure I am light enough, yeah.
Okay.
Are you strong enough? Yeah. Nope.
All right, well, let's talk
okay,
about
we'll
that
talk
meeting
about it.
We're
okay,
about
all right,
to have.
All right, okay. Yeah, yeah.
We'll run it by the boss okay. if he thinks we should do it or not.
Okay,
I don't think our insurance is that good.
It might not be. You might be on, what's that, what is it that you get? If we do it here, workman's comp.
Yeah, disability.
Yeah.
Or Medicare.
Yeah. Wait, you have to get injured here. We need workman's comp.
All right. Okay, we'll do it here then. So that way we're off the hook.
Oh my God. Yeah. Medicare, what the hell are you talking about?
I have no idea. All right, we'll see you at the meeting.
Yep, okay.
Right, I'll see. Is there going to be lunch at the meeting? I don't like meetings without lunch.
I don't either. That's what I was thinking.
I want lunch.
Can we get lunch? I don't think so.
There's
no
lunch?
Can we get lunch?
No lunch? No.
Cheap why don't bastards. We have lunch?
They hate us, I guess.
I guess.
Going to the meeting. No. How are you going to get more social media out of me if you don't feed me?
It's hard to do when you're hangry.
It is. Yeah. It's a true story.
Have
oh
a great
God.
Day. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
Love you, people.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.